Today's daf is Bava Metzia daf Peches. We are a little bit behind. We're at the Mishnah, two lines from the bottom of daf Pei Zayin Amud Aleph. Today's daf is being learned as a schus for Achenu Bnei Yisrael Hanasunim Batzara Vashivyim. Today's daf is being learned as a schus Rufu Shalem of Achayim Yosef Shmuel Abba Ben Shira. And today's daf is being learned L'ilu Nishmas Reb Avram Ben Reb Meshel. So yesterday we concluded the five dafin or so of Agadata here in Perek HaSoiches Apoyalin. Today's daf returns to the regular program, which is halachos related to Poyal. So as an akdama to today's daf, there's two psukim in the Torah that we have to become very familiar with. There are two rather obscure psukim tucked away in the middle of Parshas Kisetze. The pasuk says as follows: Kisavoy bekerem reyecha, if you are going to enter the vineyard of your friend, va'achalta anovim, you have a right to eat from the grapes in the vineyard, kinafshecha, literally to your heart's desire, savech, you can satisfy yourself. Stating that, ve'elkel yecholoy sitein, what you're not allowed to do is take those anovim and put them into your keli. Can't take it to go. The pasuk continues, Kisavoy bikamas reyecho, in the event that you are going to enter the field of your friend, vikatafto melilois biodecho, you're allowed to pluck shibolim, stalks of grain, with your hand, vichermesh loisonif. However, you're not allowed to take the chermesh, that was the sickle that the farmers used to use to harvest the tefuah, al kamas reyecha, on top of the kama of your friend. So you have two psukim. One is talking about a kerem. The other is talking about a field with his tefuah, with his grain. And both psukim essentially say the same thing. You're allowed to enter your friend's field, and you're allowed to eat to your heart's desire. Stating that, don't overdo it. As it relates to the kerem, the elkel yuchaloy sitein. As it relates to the kama, the chermesh loisonif al kamas reyacha. So what does this mean? And how come no one ever told me about this? So if you look at Rashi, and it's based on the Teresh of Alpeh that we're going to learn about in today's daf, the pasuk is talking about a poyel. We're talking about somebody that's working for somebody in a kerem. He's working for somebody in a kama. And the Torah says that while the poyel is working in the field, he has certain rights. And one of the rights are that he's let us snack a little bit. Now, like the pasuk says, you can't overdo it. But at the same time, within moderation, there's certain schusim that a poyel has. That's what's going on in these psukim. Today's daf is going to begin with a mishnah and an ensuing Gemara that is going to very much bring these halachas to life. I think it's kedai to mention that there's another pasuk in the Torah, and this pasuk is a much better known pasuk, which really, if you think about it, is me inyan le inyan ba'isa inyan. This pasuk is also in Parshas Kiseitze. It's a very short pasuk. It says, Loisach soim shar b'dishai. If you have a shar, you have an ox, and it's working in the field, it's threshing, it's being dosh, you're not allowed to put a muzzle on the mouth of the ox. Why not? Because if this ox is your poil, it's doing work for you, you have to allow this ox to be able to eat. It's me'inyin le'inyin ba'oisa inyin. It's not my tzushtel, it's the Gemara's tzushtel, and as we're going to see, the Gemara is actually going to discuss differences between the halach and the Torah that says that a baal bayis has to allow his poil to eat while he's working for him, and this halacha that a baal bayis has to allow his shor to eat while the shor is working for him. Either way, with that introduction, zokt the heilige mishnah, the elu oichlin min haTorah. The following are a list of foods that a poil is allowed to eat from his baal bayis, per these two psukim that we just mentioned. If somebody's doing work for somebody, the work that he's doing is on tfua that's attached to the ground, and it's b'shas gemar melacha. It's the final work that's going to be done to this tfua, meaning it's already at the point of completion. So for example, if somebody's harvesting his friend's field, so that's already the gemar melacha, as opposed to someone that's plucking weeds out of his friend's field, where although he's doing work with Mechubal HaKarka, but it's not the final work. It's not the Gemara Malach. Additionally, Ubetoglish Menakarka, or if somebody's doing work in his friend's field and he's working with something that's tallish, that's detached from the ground, actually Nigmar Malachta. As long as it's not Nigmar Malachta yet, we'll see more about that later, then the halacha is that the halacha of these psukim would apply. Additionally, Ubetoglish HaGedulim in the Arts is that tonight, that the only time you're allowed to eat when you're a poyel from the balabayis is if we're dealing with something that's gedulei minar. It's like the examples in the Torah. It's a kerem, it's a kama, as opposed to what? Let's say you were hired to milk your friend's animals. So over there, being that the animal is not gedulei min haaretz, so over there you wouldn't have this halacha that you're allowed to take a glass of milk while you're doing this work. Ve'ilush in oichlin, the following are lists of examples where the halacha is that a poyel is not allowed to eat. So it's really the inverse of what we just mentioned. If somebody works with mechubal lekarka, but he does it at a time that it's not the gemar malach yet, or he's working with talush, but it's already me'acha shenigmar malach, it's already after the gemar malach, or if it's a davash in gedulah min aretz. So the bottom line is, the halacha of these psukim apply when? You have to check off three boxes. Number one, it's gedulah min aretz. Number two, if it's mechuber, it has to be b'shas gemar malach. And number three, if it's talush, it has to be ad shaloi nigmar malach. If you can fit into that very, very narrow box, that's when these halachas are going to apply. Says the Gemara, minohani mili. So, what does it mean, minohani mili? How do you know everything? So Rashi says, minohani mili, the poyel oichel b'mechuber. How do you know that this halacha, that a poyel is oichel, is dafka if it's davar shegidulei min aretz, and it has to be attached to the ground. Now the truth is, the Mishnah says it doesn't have to be attached to the ground. If it's attached to the ground, azoy. If it's talush, azoy. The Gemara later is going to discuss how do you know that this halacha is true, not only when it's mechuber, but also when it's talush. And that later is really at the very, very end of the daf. It's going to be the last leg of the sugya on daf peches on the base. But the tchilas ha-sugya of minohani mili, Zok Rashi, is how do you know the poyel oichel b'mechuber, says the Gemara d'chsev, because it says in the Torah, ki savoy b'cherem reyecho, v'yachalta anovim kinach shecho savecho, ve'el kel yucho loy sitein. So what do you see? You see, number one, that this halacha is talking about a kerem, which means it's something that's attached to the ground. Additionally, Rashi says that you also see from here the tenayin mechuber. What was the tenayin mechuber? It has to be b'shas gemar melacha. How do you know we're dealing with shas gemar melacha? Because the pasuk says ve'el kel yicholoi sitein, meaning while you're eating, you can eat, but don't put it into the keli. It means we're talking about something where really it's holding at the state where you would put it into the keli. So how do you know that this halach is true by gedulei min haaretz mechuber and by mechuber b'shas gemar melacha? Right from the answer and from the way Rashi explains the answer, you have a better understanding of what the question of minhag mili was. So you see it from the entirety of this pasuk. Says the Gemara Ashkechon Keren. From this pasuk, I would know that this halach is true only for a vineyard. Kol mili minalon. How do you know that it's true for other things that are mechuber lekark as well? So the Gemara says pasuk gamina mikeren. You learn it from a makem yuchad. Just like Karen is minyuchet that it's gedulei karka, and the Torah says that peshask mar malacha, if you're a poyel working with this mechuber halacha is, you're allowed to take. So too, I've called davashik gedulei karka. So too, anything that's gedulei karka, even if it's not a Karen, peshask mar malacha poyel oichel bayif. If it's peshask mar malacha, the poyel is going to be able to eat from it. So you want to know, how do I know not only a Karen? It's a binyanav, it's one of the Yud Gimel Midrash HaTorah Nedrashos. If the Torah said it by a kerem, then it makes a lot of sense. It should be true for all things that are gidulei karka, that if it's mechuber and it's b'shas gemar malach, you'll be able to eat. It says the Gemara, ma'ala kerem shen kein chayv oidlus. I don't think you can learn from kerem. And the reason is because kerem has a very unique halacha. One of the matnoi saniyim of kerem is the halacha of oidlus. So what exactly oidlus is not really our sugya. But the bottom line is, this very, very unique type of grapes, that if they grow in this funny way, you have an obligation to go, and you have to give it to the aniyim. So from the fact that you chayv an oilolois, maybe that's a reason that you would have this halacha, that the poyel is allowed to take from the kerem, as opposed to other things that grow, where you don't have the halach of oilos, maybe over there it's going to be different. So what's the svara? Because you chayv and oilos, so therefore you would think you have this halach as well. So the Rishonim are masver that from the fact that the Torah says you have to take from your kerem and give all the oilos to the aniyim, so it's as if the Torah is saying you are not entitled to 100% of your kerem. So maybe this is another tax that you have to pay when it comes to the kerem. That is, you have to allow the poil to eat from the kerem. Meaning it's not just a pircha ba'alma. There's a logic to it. There's a methodology to it. Think of oilos as a tax. So you see this extra tax with the kerem that you don't have in other areas. So maybe this is also a tax, and maybe that's why you have this as well. So the Gemara says you can learn from kerem. Meaning by kerem I hear the halacha of the Mishnah, but the Mishnah says that this is true for all things that are gedulim in the aretz. How do you know other things? So the Gemara says gamrinim yikam. I learned from the next pasuk. What was the next pasuk? It says Kama, and if it's true by Kama, it's going to be true here as well. Kama, go for me now. And how do you know by Kama? The Chassid, it says, Kisavai bekamas reyecha vekotafta melilois. Now, you see over there that this halacha that a poil is allowed to eat is true even by a Kama. Now, let's talk about where it's mechogar. That's clearly what's going on in the pasuk. Additionally, it's talking about b'shas gemar melacha. And the way we know it's talking about shas gemar melacha is because the pasuk says, v'chermesh lois sonif al kamas reyecha. And Rashi says, it sounds like we're talking about the time where you're ready to pull out your sickle and to harvest. So in that pasuk, you see everything that you saw by Karen. So says the Gemara that if it's true by Kama, that's how I'll know it by all other areas as well. Meaning to learn everything from Karen that I can't do because Mala Karen Shekin Chay Boilus. But I'll learn it from the second pasuk. I'll learn it from Kama. The Gemara says, Mala Kama Shekin Chayeves Bechala. Kama is unique because Kama has Chala, right? What happens after you cut the grain? You're going to eventually get to the point of Sidur, the pasuk, you're going to bake it. At that point, you're going to be Chayven Chala. Again, what's the Svar? It's the same Svar. You see, there's an extra tax that the Torah imposed when it comes to Kama. So if there's an extra tax that the Torah imposed when it comes to Kama, maybe that's why you have to give the poil as well. But the Gemara says, "Mimai the high kama de mischayeves bechalo." How do you know that this kama in the pasuk is kama that's chayven chalo? Dilma kol kama kamar rachmana. Maybe it's talking about even kama that's not chayven chalo. What kama is chayven chalo? Not all grain. Stavke the chameshes minei dagon. The pasuk doesn't say anything about chameshes minei dog, and the pasuk says kama. So maybe the kama in this pasuk is really not talking about something that's chayven chalo. Afal pikein, you have this halacha, you have to allow the poil to take. So from there I learned to everything else. But the Gemara says, no, I know this kama is talking about kama that's chayven chalo, because as your kama, I have exeir shavik sivach, it says over here, kisavi becomes reyecha. Viksiv hasam, and it says over there, mehochel chermish bakama, that's by the carbon oimer, and the carbon oimer was sa'irim, which was one of the chameshes mini dog. It's a mahasam kama de mechayve bechalo. Just like that, kama is kama de mechayve bechalo. Afal chanami kama de mechayve bechalo. Says the Gemara, so if that's the case, the Gemara is just repeating itself, ikala mifrich malakama, shinkain chayeves bechalo. So again, the Gemara says, how do I know that anything that's gedulai min ha'aretz is going to be included in this halacha of pile? Learn it from Karen, malakaren shinkain chaybuk. Learn it from Kama, Malakama, Shekin Chayeves Bechala. So the two dugmois that the Torah gave are unique in where we see that we tax you when it comes to these things. So maybe that's why there's an additional tax. So how could I learn it? So the Gemara says, I'll tell you how you could learn it. What was Yikasha? You can't learn it from Kama, why not? Malakama, Shekin Chayeves Bechala, Kerem Yoichiach. Malakerem, Shekin Chayeve Oilus, Kama Toichiach. Bechazar Adin, Loiroi, Zekiroi, Zeh. And some have the Gersa that continues, Loiroi, Zekiroi, Zeh. The Torah says you can't learn it from Kerem straight up, you can't learn it from Kama straight up, you can't learn from Kerem straight up, why not? Oilus, can't learn from Kama straight up, Chala. But there's a Tzad HaShava. What are you going to tell me? Kerem is oilus? No oilus by Kama. Kama has Chala? There's no chala by Karen. Malatzad Hashava Shabehemetz Gedulei Yaretz and Poyles Eichelboy B'Shach Mar Malacha Al Kopanim. So too, I'm going to be marba any time a pile is working. Chuba the karka, and it's Shach Mar Malacha. The pile's up. But the Gemara says Malatzad Hashava Shabehemetz. I have a pirch on the Tzad Hashava. Why? Shken Yesh Bem Tzad Mizbeach. The Tzad Hashava has a Tzad Mizbeach. Karen sometimes will end up on a Mizbeach, and Kama will sometimes end up on a Mizbeach. When did the kerem end up on the mizbech? So you don't put grapes on the mizbech, but wine that comes from grapes sometimes went on the mizbech, the nesachin. And kamos sometimes went on the mizbech, the menachis went on the mizbech. So says the Gemara, that being that the tzad hashava is something that goes on the mizbech, so therefore I should only be able to be marba something that goes on the mizbech. So the Gemara says, v'asen amizayist it butzad mizbech. So if that's the case, I can hear we could be marba that the aloch of poil, even though it doesn't say it by zayis, will be true by zayis. Because the zayis, the shemen, also went on the mizbech. But the Gemara interrupts. The Gemara says, v'zayis b'mat tzad asi. One second, you're telling me that I would need a mat tzad to be marba zayis? Who gufe kerem ikri? Zayis is called a kerem. Meaning, when the Torah says kerem, this is a Gemara in a bunch of places in Shas, it doesn't mean only a vineyard. It means a zayis as well, dichsiv. And it's based on a pasuk in Shoiftim that says, Vayaber migodish vaad koma vaad kerem zayis. So you see that a kerem could be a zayis as well. Rapapa said, it's true that a kerem could sometimes be called a zayis, but only if the Torah says specifically kerem zayis. Meaning, kerem zayis ikri, kerem stamaloy ikri. Meaning, if it would say kerem alone, like in our parasha, I wouldn't know to be marba zayis. Therefore, says the Gemara, that based on the matzad, you could only be marba something that has a tzad on his bech. And if you want to be marba zayis, which is not this kerem, I have no problem. Aba mikom akum kasha, how are you going to be marba anything else? So we're a little bit stuck over here, right? We're trying to figure out how the Tana, the Mishnah, knew that this parasha in the Torah, this obscure parasha in the Torah, that the poil is allowed to eat from the kerem, and the kum is true for all geduli arts. To learn it straight up from kerem, you can. Straight up from gummy, you can. And even from a matzad, you can only be marba something that has its on mizbech, like a zayis. But everything else, not. So the Gemara says, Elamah, Shmuel says, you have to say that there's a ribuy, a specific ribuy in these parashias over here, to tell me that it's true for all geduli arts. Oh my God, it says in the Torah, v'chermesh, and from the word v'chermesh, we learn, l'rabois, that it's coming to be marba, and what's it coming to be marba? Kol bali chermesh. Anything that's cut with a chermesh is going to be included. Meaning, the Torah didn't have to say the chermesh, and from the fact that the Torah said it, it's coming to be marba. That not only the kama, which is the pasuk where it says the word the chermesh, but anything that a person usually cuts with a chermesh is going to be included. But the Gemara says, "V'hai chermesh mi boyle b'shas chermesh echol shaloi b'shas chermesh loy techol." We already used the word chermesh, right? We spoke it out right in the beginning of the Gemara. I need the chermesh to know that this is only in the gei b'shas gemar malacha. When you would usually use the chermesh, that's when this halacha is going to be true. But the Gemara says, "I don't need that. You know why? Because ahu mi ve'el kel yecholay sitei nafka." I know that from Velkel Yecholei Sitein that it says we're, that it says regarding the Kerem. So why in the Pasuk of Kerem and in the Pasuk of Kama would the Torah have to tell me that it's only the Gevesh Askemar Melacha? Once I know from the first Pasuk of Kerem, Velkel Yecholei Sitein, I don't need it again in the second Pasuk. So what's the Chermesh of the second Pasuk coming to teach me? It's coming to teach me any Bar Chermesh. But the Gemara says, Teinuch the Bar Chermesh. It's still not good. You know why? We're getting closer to where we need to get, but we're not there yet. And the reason is because chermesh could be marba anything that is cut with a chermesh. Oh, but the lav bar chermesh mean no one. Anything that wasn't used with a chermesh, how do you know? So again, alzeh nemar, we're not farmers. So we don't fully appreciate what was cut with a chermesh that wasn't cut with a chermesh. But some things weren't, some things weren't. So the question is, how are you going to be marba all geduli aret? What about something that's not cut with a chermesh? Oh, Rabbi Yitzchak said, amakra, you want to know where it's learned? It's learned from the word kama. The word kama is extra. L'rabbis kol bali kama. From the word kama, we learn that anything that's a kama. Rashi says that the word kama really, it's not even so much that it's extra. The taich of kama is ha'imdim b'kayma. That's what it means. V'akol b'chla, everything's included in it. So the word kama, the taich of the word, means anything that has any height. And the rabbi is called balikon. Afraid the Gemara. So you're telling me now that the word kama is how I know all gedulei aretz. Right? That seems like the final answer right now. But the Gemara says it contradicts something we said a few lines ago. Because va'amrit, we said earlier that kama is kama the mechayve bechala. That from the word kama, I learned based on the Gzeir Shavat to the parish of the Omer that the only type of kama that's included is kama the mechayve bechala. So we went from saying that kama means chameches mine dagon to telling me that anything that grows, anything that has even a little bit of height. So how do you reconcile these two lines in our sugya? So the Gemara says, Hani mili mikami denesi chermesh. Before I had the pasuk of chermesh, l'rabbi is anything that's cut with a chermesh. I taka thought that maybe kama means only chameches. But hashda da asi chermesh. Now that I have chermesh, it's rabbi lei called a bar chermesh. So now I'm marba anything that's used with a chermesh. When I'm marba anything that's used with a chermesh, by definition, I'm marba even grain that's not from the chamishas minei dogen. And the reason is because all grains were taka cut with the chermish. So I know already that that gzeirah shava can't be true, meaning the Gemara thought we had a good gzeirah shava. But now that we have chermish, we know that gzeirah shava is out. Meaning we learn kol debar chermish, afal gafta loy mechayve b'chala. Even if you're not chayve b'chala. If that's the case, so I don't have the gzeirah shava anymore. Because chermish knocked out the gzeirah shava if you're holding cheshbin. If that's the case, what is Kama teaching me? So Kama Lomali, it's the rabbi's Kobali Kaimo. It's coming to teach me anything that has height, and it's from there that I know this halacha. So what's the bottom line? The bottom line is that how do I know that the halacha of Poyel, who's allowed to eat from his balabayas, his field, he's doing malacha on mechuber b'shas the gemar malacha. The Torah says about Karen. Torah says, by Kama, I can't learn straight up from Karen. I can't learn straight up from what we traditionally think Kama means. I can't even learn it from a Ma'atzad. I mean, Chermich maybe could get me some, but I can't get to the finish line. Says the Gemara, the word Kama we teach as meaning Kol Bale Kama, and it's from there that I know this halacha. So what's the obvious question? It's an obvious question. If from the second parasha, from the parasha of Kama, I know everything, so why did I write the parasha of Karen? Bishloimuf, it's true by Karim and by Kama, and Kama means Chameshes Minei Dagon. Gevaldik. If I have to come on to the Matzad, there was such a Havamina, that's Oichet Gevaldik. But now that you're telling me that, where do I know it from? I know it from Kama, and really it's a combination of Chermish and Kama, that's all in the second parsha. So I know everything from the second parsha. For Zafrek, the Gemara, Vahashto, the Nafkalon, Me Chermish, Umi Kama, which are both in the second parsha. Kisavi became Reachalom, at least why do I even need the first parsha in the Torah? Meaning it seems to be extra. Because whatever I'm going to learn as it relates to non-Kerem things from the second parsha, I could have also learned Kerem from the same place. Amar Rava said, Lehil Choysa. You want to know why the Torah wrote that pasuk? To teach me halachas. In fact, Rava now is going to darshan every single word in this pasuk. So again, what's the pasuk? Kisavai bekam as reyecha. Sorry, wrong pasuk. Kisavai bekerim reyecha. V'achalto anovim kenafshecha savecha. V'el kel yecha lo yisite. Says Rava. I'll show you why we need this pasuk. It says kisavai bekerim reyecha. Lomo. Nema can be. It says over here the word bia. V'nema lahalon lo yisavai olav ha-shemesh. And it says somewhere else regarding a poil. So this is a poil who worked for you during the day. It says in the Torah you have to pay him that day, right? You can't pay him the next day. So it says Rava that it says kisavai here, and it says lo yisavai the word savai there. Ma lahalon b'poil akosam adaber. Just like over there, the pasuk is talking about a poil. Afkam b'poil akosam adaber. So to here, the pasuk is talking about a poil as well. Meaning the word kisavai is a very important word. And I needed to teach me the halacha of poyel. Okay, how do you know the pasuk is talking about a poyel? There's no mention of poyel. When we read the pasuk, it sounded like you just go to your friend's field, and as long as you hang out over there and you take the food to stay, you're going to be okay. No, of course, that's not true. The Messiah is only true by a poyel. How do I know that? I know that from King Sovon. Okay, Bekerem Reyecha. It says Bekerem Reyecha, but lo Bekerem Kuti. It's coming to teach me that this halacha is true by a kerem re'echa, but it's not true by a kuti. So the Gemara says, "Honi, chalaman dama gezel kuti yaser. Bishloim of gezel kuti is also hainu ditzrich kra, l'mishmi poil. El, man dama gezel kuti mutter. But according to the man dama that holds, gezel kuti is mutter. Hashtag zela mutter. Poil mi poil. You tell me gezel kuti is aser. If gezel kuti is usually aser, so I understand why we're having a conversation. How does this law apply to a kuti? But if gezel kuti is always mutter, then gezel kuti is always mutter. Of course, this is one of the gemaras which seems to bring two tzadim, whether gezel akum is mutter, gezel akum is aser. Ayin bavakama daf kuf yud gimel, the ayin shom bered bites. But either way, says the gemara, moikim lo bekerem reyach. According to that mando amar, you'll have to say kerem reyach is coming to be made v'loy shal hekdish, not v'loy shal kuti, v'loy shal hekdish. V'ochalto. Again, so it says kisavi bekerem reyach v'ochalto. What is v'ochalto coming to teach me? V'loy moitzets. So if you want to eat, you can eat, but you can't just squeeze out the juice. The reason you can't just squeeze out the juice is because if you're going to just squeeze out the juice, right, you're going to suck it out, you're going to end up taking a lot more. Meaning, if you eat it, then you're going to get satiated with less. If you're just going to drink the juice, you're going to go through a lot. So the Torah says, you want to eat, you can eat, but you have to do it with a sensitivity. Eat it, don't be moitzit. Anovim, it says anovim. We learn from there. Veloy anovim v'davar acher. You want to take anovim, you can take anovim. However, you can't take anovim with a davar acher. Rashi says you can't take the melach, the salt, right? You can't pull out tchina. You can't start making a gan susuda out of it. So if you decide that you need to eat it together with something, right? You want it in a bagel. Now that already you can't do. You want to eat it as is. You can eat it as is. So you can eat anovim, but not anovim v'davar acher. Kin nafshecha. What does that teach me? Kin nefesh habal abay. So the Gemara is going to make a big deal about this later. For now, we'll just read the words. That you're treated like the Baal HaBayis. You, the poil, is like the Baal HaBayis. Meaning, ki nefesh HaBaal HaBayis, kach nafsho yishol poil. Ma nafshecha oichel upater. Af nafsho yishol poil oichel upater. Just like if the Baal HaBayis wanted to eat this right now, he would be potter. He wouldn't have to be mafrish any maestros, and the reason is because it wasn't nigra malachta yet. So too, this poil is also not going to be chayv maestros. Why would you think he's chayv maestros if the Baal HaBayis is not chayv maestros? That's going to be the next part of the daf. Snovecha teaches me v'lei achilagasi, you're not allowed to achilagasi, can't fress. Val kel yuchol leisniten, we learn from here. B'shosh ata noisim lekelev shabal HaBayis ata oichel, u'b'shosh e ata noisim lekelev shabal HaBayis e ata oichel. That if it's b'shas gemar malacha, where you're at the point where you're ready to put it into the kelev shabal HaBayis, that's when you're allowed to eat it, but if you're not at that point, you're not allowed to eat it. The bottom line is, you want to know why this pasuk had to be mentioned? Don't I already know the basic halacha from the next pasuk? I do know the basic halacha from the next pasuk, but it's a little chaser. There's a lot of halachas that come out of this pasuk that I wouldn't know from the previous pasuk, and it's for that reason that the Torah wrote this pasuk. What were the halachas? Might as well just chaser it. From Kisavai, I learned we're talking about a poyo. The Kerem Reyecha is either as opposed to Kerem Kuti or Kerem Hektish. The Achalta, but you can't be Moitzetzit. Anovin, but not Anovin, V'dover Acha. Kinafshecha, we treat you like the Baal HaBayis as it relates to Chumas U'Maisris. Sovecha, but you can't eat Achila Gasa. They'll tell you Chaloisit, and it has to be Beshas, the Gemar Melacha. Zok the Gemara Vayter. And really, before we go Vayter, just to introduce the next part of the daf. So the Gemara now is going to focus on one part of Rava's drashas, and that is kinafshecha, kinefesh al balabayis kach nafshei shol poyel. Ma nafshecha oichel upater, af nafshei shol poyel oichel upater. So to understand this, we just have to have a tiny bit of background as it relates to the basic halachas of trumas and maestras, and that is the halacha is specifically as it relates to maestras that the only time you chayev to be mafresh maestras midei raisa is once it's nikmar malachtoi of the food that alze anudanim. But before the gemar malacha, you're not going to be chayv. In other words, whenever you discuss chiyuv trumas and maestros, number one, what minim are chayv and maestros? Not everything is chayv and maestros. Number two, it has to grow a certain share, right? If you pluck it out of the ground before it grows a certain share, it was never chayv in maestros. It has to grow in Eretz Yisrael. There's certain lands that the Rabbanu and Mesakin should be chayv and maestros, right? So where it grows matters as well. But even if it grew this year and it's the right min and it grew in the holiest of holiest places, at the same time, you're not going to be chayv and maestros midayraisa until the Shas HaGoyim, which in the proverbial sense means until the melacha with this thing was already nigma. But until the Gemar melacha, you're not going to be chayv in maestros midayraisa. Now, what does it mean, the Gemar Malacha? Depends on what you're dealing with. Different minim have a different Gemar Malacha. In fact, the Mishnayis and Masechtes Maestros, this is Perik Aleph, Mishnehei, Mishnevav, Mishnezai, Mishneches. These are super technical Mishnayis. It literally goes through every single thing you could buy in the supermarket that grows from the ground, and it gives you a very technical definition and milestone of when exactly it's considered the Gemar Malacha. When the pitum falls off, when this happens, when that happens, everything's a little bit different. But the point is, just because it grew this year and it's the right min and it grew in an admas kodesh doesn't mean you're chayef. You're going to be chayef first when it's the gemar malacha. Now, the makar to this inyan of gemar malacha is learned out from the pasuk in the Torah. It says, "Reishis degoncha tiroichcha v'yitzarecha." Now, degoncha means grain. But Chazal said that the word degoncha is miloshin digun. Digun means the time of the goyrin, the time of the gemar malacha, related to grain. And we learn from there, from the fact that the Torah used the word goncha, so you see that the only time you chayv maestros midayraisa is when you already had the digun. Now the digun as relates to grain, it's going to come up in the daf, so it's kedai to mention, so that's after they did all the work with the tfu in the field, and they would gather all the grain, they would put it into a pile, and then they did miruach. They would smoothen the top of the pile. That was the digun. That's the gemar melacha. That's what's known as the shas ha-goyrin of the grain, and that's when grain becomes chayv ma'aser. But really, that's only true for grain. Depending on what it exactly is you're dealing with, it's always going to be different. Now, although you only chayv ma'aseris midday raisa, once you already had the gemar melacha, the rabbanon can move in. They came and they says, nah, it's a little too dangerous. Even koyin the gemar melacha, you're ready to be chayv ma'aseris. However, the rabbanon carved out a caveat. They said that the only time you're going to be chayv is if you want to eat achilas kva. If all you eat is achilas haroi, you're just going to snack on it, then it's going to be mutter. So when you chayv ma'aseris midday rice, this is tevil. You have chatzis shirasim natayr. You can't do anything. If, however, you're not chayv ma'aseris midday rice, so then achilas kva is going to be aser. However, in achilas haroi, that's something already that is going to be mutter. Stating that, as we're about to see now, the Chachamim said that if somebody has ma'aseris that was not nigmar malachta yet, is tfuah, I'm sorry, that was not nigmar malachta yet, and he sells it, the lekeach has to be mafresh meiser, as if it was already nigmar malachta. So the Baal HaBayis himself, he has this special exemption, that if it's not nigmar malachta, he's allowed to eat an achilas haroi. But that's only the Baal HaBayis. The minute he sells it, that halacha is different. So here comes the halacha of the Braisa. Zok the Braisa, that when it says in the Torah, kinafshecha, as it relates to this poil, what it's coming to say is, kinefesha balabayas kanafshecha poil. Ma poil, balabayas, just like the balabayas, is oicho upoter. If he wants to eat from the tfuah, adshloi nigma malachtoi, so what's the halacha? He could eat an achilas haroi, so too the poil could eat an achilas haroi. In contrast to a lekeach, that can't. Why would you think that he should be treated like a lekeach? Well, it's very simple, because he's not the Baal HaBayis. He's already a yad shniyah. He's a klisheinis. I could have had a havam, you know, that maybe he's like the lekeach. And if the lekeach has this takana that he can't even eat an achilas haroi, so maybe the same thing would be true for the poil. That's the chiddush. Kamash malanda, that's not the way we look at it. The way we look at it is, we look at him like a Baal HaBayis, and it's learned out from a pasuk. What's the pasuk? The pasuk that it's learned out from is from Kir Nafshach. Either way, the Gemara now is going to introduce a machloikis amayron that's also negeya the zman of when a person's chayiv and chumas and meisers, which is going to segue into this discussion. I'm Rabbi Yani. Rabbi Yani said, "Ein atevel mischayiv and meiser ad sheyir pnei abayis." Rabbi Yani said, "Tevel is not chayiv and meiser ad sheyir pnei abayis." Meaning, even if it's the right type of grain, and it grew in the right place, and it grew the right shear, and it was already nigma malachtoi. Rabbi Yana said, you did it, you checked off every single box. So far, so good. But there's another tonight. It has to be yira pnei abayis. It has to be in your kitchen. And if it's not yira pnei abayis, not going to be chet. That's a very big chiddush. It's learned from a pasuk. Shenem, it says, biyarti ha-koydish min abayis. This is in the parasha of Yidu Meiser. I was mevayar the koydish from the bayis. And from there, we learned that until it's roya pnei abayis, you're not going to be Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Yechon, it said, afilu chotzer koyvas. It doesn't have to be roya pnei abayis. If it's roya pnei ha-chotzer, which is me'inyan, that in of itself is going to be enough. Shenema, the pasuk says, "Va'achlu b'sharecha v'saveyo." So you see, the Torah makes a big deal about sharecha. That's enough. Great. Remember, Rabbi Yochanan Nami, "Haksim in abayis." Rabbi Yochanan doesn't say "min abayis" as well. Amalecha, he's going to tell you, "Chatzu domi the abayis." It's true. It says "min abayis." The reason the Torah said "bayis" is not to tell me that it has to be roya pnei abayis. Roya pnei chatz is enough. So why the Torah say "bayis"? To teach me that the chotzer, that it has to be roya, has to be dumi the bias. How so? Ma bias ha mishtamer, just like a bias is mishtamer, av chotzer ha mishtameres, so through the chotzer has to be mishtameres, right? This is shades of the beginning of Masechtes Bava Metzia, Shnai Moichs and Kinyan chotzer, where it has to be a chotzer ha mishtameres, but there's a din related to meisen that there too, the chotzer, right? A chotzer ha mishtameres, a different chefzer chotzer, right? Also has to be a chotzer ha mishtameres. Rabbi Yanei nami yachtib b'sharecho. What does Rabbi Yanei do with the word b'sharecho? Umi boyolei demayolei derech shah. That the only time you chayef, even if it's roya pnei abayis, is if you took it kederech hamelech, it went in derech shah, lafuki derech gagos v'karfifos. If, however, you brought it in through the chimney, through the roof, or you brought it in derech karfifos of Masechtas Erev and fame, if you did it one of those ways, so then already the halacha is going to be different. Either way, Maimra Muzgim, Achlokes Rabbi Yanei, Rabbi Yechanan, this extra tonight that you have as it relates to Meiser, Roya Pnei Abayis, Ashitas Rabbi Yanei, Roya Pnei Hachotzer is enough. Aliba de Rabbi Yechaz. Masa Rabbi Chanina Chayzos. Rabbi Chanina Chayzos asked the kasha from our braiso. It says kenafshecha, and we learn from there kach nafshoy shalpoy. Ma nafshecha oichel upate af nafshoy shalpoyo oichel upate. What's the Gemara's kasha? What is? What was the point of the braiso? The point of the braiso was that we treat the poyo not like a lekech. Rather, we treat the poyo like balabuz, and just like the balabuz can eat the achilas aroi if it's not Nigma Malachtoi, snow too. The poil, even though you could hear he's like a cliche, maybe he should be treated like the lekech, is going to be the same thing. Now, when the poil is eating, where's he eating? He's eating in the field, right? What does it sound like then? It sounds like that the lekech would be chayiv and meiser, where? He'd be chayiv and meiser, even if it's in the field. Because if no one's chayiv and meiser in the field, so what's this whole shtickl Torah? A word in the Torah, by the way. To tell me that the poyo doesn't have to be mafresh meiser. No one has to be mafresh meiser. It's still in the field. Isn't that the whole story? This is a leisach some sharbadishai type of din. It's happening in the field. Says the Gemara, it sounds like holy keachayev, because that's the whole point of the braisa. And my lab is saw there, right? Isn't that what's going on over here? So you see clearly that even if it's in the field, the aloch is a chayev meiser. There's a kash on who? On everybody. Doesn't ship with Rabbi Yani, doesn't ship with Rabbi Yochanan. And Rabbi Papa said, we're talking about betaina. We're talking about a fig tree. Which was in a garden, and the branch was hovering over the chatzar, and this pile is taking from that branch that's roya pnei chatzar, because that's where the branch is. The mandam of the bias, and according to the mandam of Rabbi Yane that says it has to be in the bias, it's the bias. This branch, right? There's one branch that's mamish in the living room, and that's where you are, and that's where you're eating from. But the Gemara says, ihochi e bazoi, balabayas nami nechayev. If that's the case, the balabayas should also be chayev. And the reason is because to the extent that it's already inside the house, Rashi says, Tlisha hi gmar melachta. At that point, cutting it is already the gmar melacha. Varei roya pnei abayis. And that should be enough for you to be chayev. Meaning, in that akimta, everyone should be chayev. So Gemara says, not true. Balabayis ain't a betei nasoi, but like keach ain't a bimekha. Gemara says, gishmak. The balabayis, what's he thinking about when he thinks of this fig tree? He's thinking about the fig tree. Grada, there's one fruit that's inside his, house. To him, the Gemara Melacha is relative to the tree. And being that all the pears are still on the tree, they're not Tlushim yet. So the fact that one was Talush, and now it's also Raya Pnei Abai, it's not going to make you Chayiv Maisa. But the Lekeach, when he buys a fig, he don't care about the tree. That's his headache. He cares about his fig that he just bought. He wants to make his Gulei Devela, right? That's all he cares about. So to him, the fact that it was cut, that would be enough for it to be Chasha, for it to be considered Gemara Melacha. The poil is the same way. And it's for that reason you could have thought he's treated like the lekech, the mashmalan, that he's not treated like the lekech. Says the Gemara. There's another thing you see from this line of the Braisa, kinafshecha. We're really digressing and learning Hilchas Maestros here. And that is that lekech, that's chayef in Maestros. Actually, nigmar melachta, in contrast to the balabayas, it sounds like this is the case, even midairaisa. Why? Because if you need a posik, to tell me that the poil is not treated like the lekeach, obviously a posik comes to bavarn a din deiraisa, right? Psukim don't come to bavarn din de rabbanan, lest the posik's an asmachta. We'll see on other days. But assuming this posik's a real posik and it's a deiraisa digedin, then it's coming bafuke din deiraisa. Now, if the chiddush of kenafshach is that you're not a lekeach, meaning lekeach chayev but you're not, so he said meres lekeach would be chayev midairaisa. Says, "Is that true? Lekeach midairaisa mi mechayev atan ringun tereis mitnei macharvu chanuyos shal beis hinu shalosh shanim koydim yishlayim." Why is it that the chanuyos, the stores of beis hinu, were destroyed 3 years before Churban Yerushalayim? So this was apparently a big event that meant a lot to the chachamim. They're talking about it, and they wanted to know. They pondered what happened. They said, "Mitnei sheimidu devreim al devrei Torah," because they used to follow the laws of Chumas and Maestres, but only the deiraisa and the not to the Rabbanu de Gedinish. Oh, yeah, I mean, they used to say, it says in the Torah, Aser to Aser ve'ochalto. Now, Rashi says it doesn't say anywhere in the Torah, Aser to Aser ve'ochalto. It says Aser to Aser, it's called Tfuah Zaracha, Yoitza Asada Shana Shana. And the next pasuk says, Ve'ochalto lefnei Hashem lokecha. But if you put them together, it's as if it says Aser to Aser ve'ochalto. And they darshan that v'loi moicher as opposed to moicher. Meaning, if you're growing and your purpose is to eat, then you're going to be chayv and chumas amaisis. But if your kivun is to sell, then you don't have to. You know, if I'm selling tfua to you, then I don't have to be mafresh chumas amaisis. Additionally, they used to say, tfua zaracha, if you grew it, you have to be mafresh maisis, v'loi loy keach, as opposed to aloy keach. So they used to follow the din Torah, and the din Torah is that aloy keach never has to be mafresh chumas amaisis. So Frank the Gemara, how could you tell me that aloy keach has a chiyuv midday raisa to be mafresh, even actually nigma malachta, you see from this maisa, the base hinu, they used to follow the dinday raisa, they darshan. It sounds like this was a real drosha. Tfuah zarach, but the kech, like kech midday raisa never has to be mafresh maisa. What's going on over here? Tomorrow says you're right, elamid the rabbanon, you have to say the chiyuv lekeach, in maisa is only a chiyuv the rabbanon. I were bringing a posik, the kras smachta ba'alma. This posik, all it is an asmachta ba'alma. So if the word kenafshach is an asmachta ba'alma, says the Gemara, hodra kushalu duchte, el kenafshach lamayasas, then what is kenafshach coming to teach me? I mean, if it's not coming to teach me this whole shtickle Torah, right? We just had a whole omid and a half of the digression based on this drasha, which is not even a real drasha. It's only an asmachta ba'alma. So it says, well, what is the real drasha? It's coming to teach me the following halacha, likedetanya, something that was taught in a different brisa. Kenafshacha, ma nafshacha imchasamta poter, af poyel imchasamta poter. If somebody would close his mouth and decide that when he's in his field, right, he's not eating, is he chayif? What are you chayif for, right? Maybe you're chayvul ba'atzmai. Ramosh is true about dieting, right? That's maybe the best we can come up with. But why would you be chayif? Tavay olav bracha, it sounds like, right? So too a poyel. If you put a muzzle on the mouth of your poyel, you're going to be potter. Why would you think if you put a muzzle on the mouth of your poyel, you would be chayif? Right, we're starting to come full circle here. We're getting towards the end of it up. Because we said this whole halacha is azalui sachsim shor b'disha dig halacha. So you could have thought that you would be chayev, kamash malon kenafshecha, that we treat the poyo like you. And just like you, if you put this muzzle on your mouth, you're not chayev for anything. So too, as it relates to your poyo, it's going to be the same exactly. Masad Rav Zut Marzutra asked Akasha. Akasha on, we're going back to the Machliks Rav Yani, Rav Yoichanon. We have this extra tonight, we're in the middle of this digression here. This extra tanai in the world of maestros, and that is has to be roi pnei abayis, or has to be roi pnei achatzah. So Ma'azucha asks, from a mishnah in Mesechtes maestros, this is one of the mishnayos that we referenced earlier, that talk about all these different things, and when exactly is the zman, when's the time they become chayiv. So izeu garnon le maestros, b'kishun b'dilun, when is the time that you're chayiv and maestros, meaning what's the gemar malach, garen, is a word that's being used loosely to mean gemar malacha. When's the gemar malacha from Maestris as it relates to kishuim, which are cucumbers, and deluim, which are gourds? Mishay yefaksu. The answer is mishay yefaksu. What does that mean? Says the gemar of Amr Avasi. What that means is mishay yinotel pike shalahem. Think of like the pitim. When the pitim falls off, proverbially speaking, since it's at that point that you're going to be chayef, says the Gemara. My love, Mishay Yefaksu Afilu Basada. It sounds like as long as it's Mishay Yefaksu, that happens, even if it happens in the field, you're going to be chayef. It doesn't have to be Roy Pnei Abayis. It doesn't have to be Roy Pnei Achot. It says, Loi Mishay Yefaksu Abayis. Mark it this way, it's talking about where it was Yefaksu Abayis. But the Gemara says, Yehochi, I'll tell you why we didn't think so. Because if that's the case, Mishay Yefaksu, Ad Shay Yefaksu me, by the way. This is a very, very subtle question. If the only criteria is Gmar Malacha, so, is El Gurna Mises? When are you Chayv Mises? What's the answer? Sheyefakso. If that happens, I don't care where it happens. It happens on the moon. Yechayev. If, however, it has to be Raya Pnei Abayis, then what's this Mishnah saying when it says Mishayefakso? What it's saying is that even if it's Raya Pnei Abayis, it also has to be Mishayefakso. So in Dikto Kaloshin, what it should have said was, Ache Yefaksu. Because then the Mishnah is bavarning more. Mishnah's not telling me the only criteria. The Mishnah's telling me an additional criteria. And a very subtle way of writing that in the proper oifen would be that even if you did everything else, Kamash Malon, this Mishnah, you have to do more. You're not Chayiv Ache Yefaksu. So the Gemara says, it's true. Very subtle, but at the same time, on point. But the reason Tan Mishnah didn't write it that way is because Itan actually effects. Had it said actually effects, I would have thought, Adigoma lefikusayo. I would have thought, actually effects means you need the effects of all the different cucumbers that you have. Kamash Malon, that's why it says Meshe effects. Bechaschule pikusayo. I mean, if somebody has a bunch of cucumbers, you don't need all the cucumbers to be Meshe effects. As long as some of them have it, that in of itself is going to be enough. Had it said actually effects, it would have been a little bit misleading. It's for that reason we said it the way we said it. Another kasha. Masiv marzutra beidaram nachmin gornoi lemeiser l'chayiv olav mishum tevel. When is the shasak goyrim for meiser as it relates to tevel? Now here we're talking about real tfuah. It's mesheti gomre melachton. Veizel gomar melachton. What's the gomar melacha of tfuah? Meleches hachnasasan. It's when you gather it. My love hachnasasan. I feel besada. Doesn't it sound like when you make a pile even in the field? Loi hachnasasan lebayis zehug mar malachdon. Who said that's what it means? Maybe hachnasasan means now there is something about gathering in the field and then smoothing it. That is the gemar malacha. But you're not chayiv yet. You're not going to be chayiv until you bring it in the field. The iba is same, or you could say something else. A chiddush. When did Rabbi Yannai say that the only time you chayiv is if it's Raya Pnei Abayis. Rabbi Yochanan said, Raya Pnei Achatzer, that's only true for Zeisen Vanov. That's true for Zeisen Vanovim, the La Bnei Goyrim Nino, because they're not Bnei Goyrim. Aval Chitim V'Sa'oyrim, but as it relates to Chitim V'Sa'oyrim, Goyrim Behet Yiksivu, being that it says Mefurish Goyrim over there, so over there the Goyrim in of itself is going to be enough. In other words, in the Ibra Yisayim, but the Gemara is saying a big Vart. The Gemara is saying that the only time you're Chayiv in Maestros, only when it's Raya Pnei Abayis, Raya Pnei Achatzer, is with regards to something that the Torah doesn't specifically talk about, the Gemar Malacha in the field. That's true for Zeisnim, and that's true for Anoth. As opposed to grain, where the Torah mentions the Digun, right, the Goncha, which means the Digun, the Torah talks about the Gemar Malacha in the field. There, the Torah was Lehed Yemoitzi and said the Digun's the only thing that's going to matter. And that answers this last question. What was the question? I have a braisa that says that when are you chayiv and maestris as it relates to grain, mishas kinisason. And what is that? The Gemara thought it means when you gather it in the field. So the first teretz was no, when you gather it in your house. Second teretz is no, it means when you gather it in the field. But that's tfuah. Tfuah, the teretz lahed, you said it's totally in the shas digun. As opposed to the zeisim and anovin over there, it's going to be different. Now Rashi speaks out, why are we talking only about chit and zeisim and anovin? Right? The answer is zeisim and anovin. The answer should be anything other than chitin. So Rashi says that the reason is because minat Torah, there's only three things really that are chayiv in Trumas and Maestris. It's only wheat and olives and grapes. So as it relates to those three, the Torah by Dagon says the Gantcha, as opposed to by the other two. And it's for that reason, this is what it is that we're talking about. Either way, we're now going to return to our regular program, which is the laws, the very obscure laws of a Poyo, that has a right while he's working in the field of his Baal HaBayis to start snacking on some food. Now, there's some criteria. You have to read the fine print. Number one, it has to be Gedulei Min HaAretz. It has to be something that grows from the ground. If it's Mechuber, the Mishnah said, it has to be B'Shas Gemar Malacha. If it's Talush, it has to be up until the Gemar Malacha, right? Now, up until now, we found the Makar for two of these three criteria. We know Gedulei Min HaAretz. How do we know that? Because the Torah says it twice, and the Torah says it by a Karen, and the Torah says it by a Kom. So, Karen and Kom, Tzad HaShava is that they're both Gedulim and Aretz. Additionally, we know it has to be B'Shas Gmar Malacha. How do you know it has to be B'Shas Gmar Malacha? Because the Torah went out of its way to say, Al-Keli Chalei Sitein, Chermish, Loi Sonif. Right, by the way, how do you know more than just the Karen and the Kom, just the Chaz of the first part of the Daf? Kom is Kol Bali Kod. What I don't know yet is I don't know that it's possible for the poel to eat, even if it's tolush, albeit where it's before the shas gemar malach. One other thing. We mentioned in the introduction to the daf that this parashah in the Torah is eerily similar to the pasuk of Leisachsim Shor B'Dishai. Leisachsim Shor B'Dishai, right, is me'inyan le'inyan b'yisinyan. The shor is the poel, and you're not allowed to put a muzzle. You have to let the shor, the ox, you have to let this poel eat. Now the Torah says, Leisachsim Shor B'Dishai, which is specifically talking about the shas disha of the shar, which is when the tfu is already polished. So if you think about it, what we have right now, up until this point, if you want to take inventory, is we know that there's an halacha that the Baal Bayis has to allow the poel to eat from the mechuber. We also know there's a halacha that the Baal Bayis has to allow the shar to eat from the tolish. What we don't know is that the Baal Bayis is has an obligation to allow the poel to eat even from talush, and assuming that the shor is allowed to eat from the mechuba, we don't know that either. And that's really the segue of this last part of the daf going into tomorrow's daf. Says the Gemara, Ashkechon Adam b'mechuber v'shar b'talush. We have a mechar for Adam mechuber, we have a mechar v'shar b'talush. Adam b'talush minolon. How do you know Adam b'talush? And we know from the Mishnah, Adam b'talush is mutter. How do you know? So the Gemara says, Kal v'chaymer mishar. I know Kal v'chaymer from shar. Ma shar sheni oichel b'mechuber, oichel b'talush. Ma d'chashar, that can't be oichel b'mechuber, right? Or at the very least, it could be oichel b'mechuber, as we're going to see. But Rashi says, Kaloimar, right? This is a very important Kaloimar, because it sounds like it can't be Oichel B'Mechuber. We just said it could be Oichel B'Mechuber, maybe. But Kaloimar is the Loi Ashkechon Le'Behedya. You don't have a pasuk in the Torah. Torah only said it by Talosh. Samada Chashar. Sheinu Oichel B'Mechuber. The Torah didn't say you could eat from Mechuber. Oichel B'Talosh is allowed to eat from Talosh. Adam is Oichel B'Mechuber. Adam that's allowed to eat from Mechuber. Ain't Odin Oichel B'Talosh. Sincerely, he should be allowed to eat from Talosh. So says the guy, no, Kal B'Chaymer. The Gemara says, Malosh Char. Shkein at the Mitzvah al-Chasi Masai. Maybe Shor is different. I can't learn from Shor. You know why? Because by Shor you have a lav. Loisachsim Shor b'dishoy. It's not just you have to let the Shor eat. Ata mitzuv al chasim osoy. Toima ba'odom she'ata mitzuv al chasim osoy. Right, we saw that earlier. There's no isna loisachsim Shor b'dishoy when it comes to a person. There's no isna. Where's there an isna by a Shor? So if that's the case, you see a chumra that Shor has over Adam. If there's a chumra that Shor has over Adam, I can't learn Adam from Shor. Says the Gemara, 1 second. If we have a good kavul chomer, Adam from Shor, then why are we taking for a given that if there's an iser loisachsim shor b'dishah by shor, there is no iser by Adam? Adarabu, v'yehei Adam etzuv al chasim asoy mikal v'chaimim b'shor. Maybe faket. You're saying good. Maybe a person should have an iser loisachsim kal v'chaimim b'shor. What's the kal v'chaimim b'shor? She atam etzuv al chiyosoy atam etzuv al chasim asoy. It's a different kal v'chaimim, but it's a good kal v'chaimim. Madach shor. That is, iyat mitzvah v'lachiyosei. You have a chiyuv to be mechayah shor. No, tzar balichayin. But iyat mitzvah v'lachiyosei. But at the mitzvah v'lachasim osa. At the same time, you have to allow it to do its thing when it's in the field. So adam shat mitzvah v'lachiyosei. A person that you are mitzvah v'lachiyosei in addition shat mitzvah v'lachasim osa. Certainly at the mitzvah v'lachasim osa. So the Gemara's kasha is efshe fakert. Maybe there is. Maybe there actually is an Isser Leisachsim Shor B'dishah when it comes to an Adam. A Makro, the Gemara says, no, that's not true. Based on the Joshua that we mentioned on top of the Yomit. Kenafshecho. Kenafshecho poyol, ma nafshoy im chasamtoy potter, af poyol im chasamtoy potter. We know for sure that there's no Isser Leisachsim by a poyol based on Kenafshecho, right? First we thought Kenafshecho was true as a maestress, and then after an hour and a half of digression, we thought, no, that's not really what it's coming to teach me. It's really coming to teach me something else. But the bottom line is, so I know for sure that Shor Atamatsuva al Chasim Masay. Again, what's the question? The question is, Ashkechon Mechuber Ba'adam. How do you know Talush Ba'adam? Learn a Kavu Chaymer from Shar. Malush Shar, Yav Leisachsim Shar B'dishar. Toymar over here, we don't have a Leisachsim Shar B'dishar. So the Gemara says, Vala Adam Talush Menon. How do you know Adam Talush? So the Gemara says, two terutzim. On my crow, the first terutz is, Kama, Kama, Beis Palmen. It says the word Kama twice. It says the word Kama in our parasha, two times, and from the fact that it says the word "kama" a second time, right? Kisavei bekamas reyecha, and then it says v'chermish loisonef al kamas reyecha. Inin la'adam b'mechuber, tenei inin adam b'talosh. I don't need it to teach me the same halacha twice. So once to teach me mechuber, the second time to teach me talosh. They are good. Rav Ami Amar, Rav Ami said adam b'talosh loitzarech pra. I don't need a pasuk for adam b'talosh. Why? Because it says ksiv. It says kisavei bekerem reyecha. Right, the first parsha, the parsha of Kerem says you're going to enter the Kerem. Milo yaskinu shesachu the katev. Who said anything about attached? Kama by definition is attached. Right, the katach melilois, the chermesh loisanef. You're talking about something that's attached. But by the Kerem, it says you walked into a vineyard. You walk into a vineyard. There might be a glass of wine sitting there. Right? How do you know it's attached to the ground? Mehechatesi. And still the Torah says neichol os. It says Rav Ami, you don't even know pop. The whole kasha was a tois. The Havamina was, where do you see Talish? I'll tell you where you see Talish. You see Talish in the parish of Karen. Okay, so how do you know Adam B'Talish? Adam B'Talish, I know either from the extra word Kama, Kama Bama Beis Pama, Meiner Inyan L'Mechubata Inyan L'Talish, or Einu Tzarech Kra, I know from the parish of Karen. Says the Gemara, Shabra Mechubar Minali. How do you know that Lisachsim Shabadish is not only true for Talish, but it's true for Mechubar as well? So the Gemara says, Kal V'Chaymer Mei Adam. I know it, Kal V'Chaymer. From Adam, Ma Adam she'enei oichel betalush, oichel b'mechuber madach Adam. That is enei oichel betalush. He's oichel b'mechuber. Shor she'oichel betalush enei din she'oichel b'mechuber. And again, when we say Adam is enei oichel betalush, we just said that he is oichel betalush, but it's not beforeish in the Torah. So Ma Adam, where it's not beforeish in the Torah, that he can be oichel betalush. What the Gemara calls an enei oichel betalush, he can be oichel b'mechuber. Shor that's oichel betalush enei din she'oichel b'mechuber. But Ma Adam she'kein atam tzuv lachiyose. How could you learn Shor from Adam? You found one place where Shor is more chomer. Let's be honest. Who's more chomer? Adam is more chomer. How do I know that? At the mitzvah lachiyosoi. Toimah b'shor shi at the mitzvah lachiyosoi. Snez the Gemara. 1 second. V'hei shor mitzvah lachiyosoi mekal v'chomer. Right? The same signon as the previous Gemara. You're taking for granted, you're assuming for sure that Adam at the mitzvah lachiyosoi not shor. Ef shefakeret. And based on the kal v'chomer. Ma Adam shi at the mitzvah lachasim mos at the mitzvah lachiyosoi. We know Adam there's no leisachsim shor b'dishah yet. There's a chiyuv lachiyosoi. Shor shat the mitzvah lachasim mos. Shor where you are mitzvah lachasim mos. Ein odin shat the mitzvah lachiyosoi. On makra it says in the pasuk v'chei achicha imach v'chei tohu achicha. Achicha v'loy shor. Right, we talked about v'loy mummer. Achicha v'loy shor zecher. So shor for sure is excluded. So again, the question is, how do I know Shor b'mechuber? You're going to tell me, learn a kal v'chomer from Adam. Can't learn a kal v'chomer from Adam, because Adam at the mitzvah l'achiyosai. So the Gemara says, okay, so we're stuck. Shor b'mechuber minolon. On Makra, it says, Reyecha, Reyecha, Beis Pamim. The Torah says the word Re'echa twice. Kisavi bekamas Re'echa. And then again it says, Loisonof alkamas Re'echa. I don't need Re'echa to teach me a person a second time because I know from the first time. I use it instead to teach me halacha of shar, which halacha shar b'mechobar. So what's the first teretz of the Gemara? How I know shar b'mechobar? I know it from the extra word Re'echa. So again, Mefurish in the Torah, mamish mefurish in the Torah is mechubar ba'adam. Also mefurish in the Torah is talush b'shar. That's l'sachzam shar v'disha. The question is, how do I know talush ba'adam? How do I know mechubar b'shar? So talush ba'adam, either I know from kama, meno yinyin, teneo yinyin, or I know it from the parish of Keren. Right, Rav Ami, he was the only one that saw it this way. That said, Adam betolish loitzarach kra, because milo yaskin eshesachroid lekatev. How do I know mechubar by Shar? I know that from Re'echa, Re'echa based upon it. From the extra mention of Re'echa, that's how I know that. Ravina, we're going to end with this. Ravina says, Loi Adam betalush, v'loi Shar b'mechubar tzrichi kroi. This whole last half of Amid, we didn't really need it. This was all superfluous. You don't need a pasuk. I don't need a special riboy to teach me on the betalush. I don't need a special riboy to teach me Shar b'mechubar. Why? Dechsev, I know it all from one pasuk. It says, Loi sachsim Shar b'disha. Says Ravina, Mechti, Lomazen. Kol mili isnu b'chasima. This is a leisachshon tabedisha. It's not only true for a shar; it's really true for all animals. The alfinon shar mishabes. It's based on the Gemara Bava Kama, where the Gemara learns in the parak shar shanagach sapara that gzereshav a shar mishabes, just like Shabbos is a shvisis behem is true for all animals. So too leisachshon tabedisha is also true for all animals. If that's the case, sem kein lichtay rachmana loy sadush. Bechasima shar the cause of Rachman Olam Ali. Meaning, why do I need the Torah to tell me like Sachshon Shar B'Dishit? It's not only true by shar. If it's not only true by shar, why did the Torah say the word shar? The reason was Lakushe Choisam Lenechsam Venechsol Choisam, to make a hekesh between the person that's in the field, the pile in the field working with the shar, and the shar itself. Leisachsam shar. Leisachsam means the person that's working with the shar, and we're emphasizing the shar because we want to be makish the shar. We want the shar to be mefurishly mentioned in this pasuk, right? Mefurishly mentioned in this pasuk because we want to make a hekish between the shar and the person that's working with the shar. We're being makish the chosim to the nechsam and the nechsam to the chosim. What's the hekish? Ma chosim oichav b'mechubar. Who's the chosim? He's the pile, right? He's the pile. He's a ladder eep in mechubar. That's a mefurish pasuk in the Torah. Af nechsam oichav b'mechubar. The nechsam is the same way. Uma nechsam oichav b'talush. The shor who's the nechsam is ladder be oichav b'talush. How do you know that? Veisachsam shor b'dishoy. Af chosim oichav b'talush. The chosim can be oichav b'talush as well. Again, we're stopping in the middle of this whole inyan. Be'ezer Hashem, we already learned more than a daf and a half. I mean, we're getting close to a daf and three quarters. So we will stop here and just speak out one ha'ara that relates to this. As we mentioned, the obscure parsha in the Torah. So again, we're learning two psukim tucked away in parshas Kisaytze. Kisavei bekerim reyecha v'chalta anovim kenafshecha savecha v'al kel yucha loisitein. Kisavei bekamas reyecha v'katafta melilois biyodecha v'chermesh loisanov al kamas reyecha. Don't ask me to touch, right? Definitely two of the more obscure psukim in the Torah. What is the pasuk saying? The pasuk is saying you're a poil, you're working in a field, whether it's a kerem, whether it's a kama, kol bali goyma v'marva. The halacha is you let it eat. Now, don't overdo it. Don't eat achila gasa. You can't take it to go. You can't pull out the sickle and then all of a sudden take azak, day achizim, and dain shis. You're going to knock out the whole forest. That's not something you're allowed to do either. But as long as it's within certain guidelines, as long as it's with moderation, the Torah says the poyel is allowed to eat while he's in the field. The question is why? Why did the Torah give the poyel this right? If you look in Rabbeinu Bechai, Dibra Maschel, the El Kel Yuchal Loi Siten, says Rabbeinu Bechai, Va Torah Loi Hitira, El Kineged HaNefesh HaMesafa. The reason the Torah said that it's mutter for the poil to do this is because the Torah was talking to the Nefesh HaMesafa. The Torah understood that people are Bali Taifa. And Kivon Shehu Misasek, V'Torech B'Pei Roisav. If this person is busy and he's doing work with somebody else's payros. If you would not have allowed this person to eat beheter, yoichel beiser, he's going to end up eating beiser. And it's for that reason, says Rabbeinu Chaya, that the Torah says that you're allowed to go ahead and you're allowed to eat, because the Torah understood that if we're not going to allow you to do it, you're going to end up doing it anyways. It's not something that you're going to be able to control. So Pasha Dibra Torah Keneged Yetzirah. So the Torah says, you know what? It's mutter. Why? Not because it should be mutter. There's no rational svara why this should be okay. But at the same time, out of a sensitivity, out of an understanding that it's impossible that a person will be able to overcome this yetzahara, this nesoyah of working in somebody else's field, and you're starving and you're schwitzing and you see these grapes and you see this grain and these melilois and mamish the glistach. It's not possible. So kineged hanefesh hamesave, the Torah said, eat beheta like this, you won't come soon to eat beheta. What's the tzushta? Beginning of Parshas Kiseitze. Right in the beginning of Parshas Kiseitze, the Torah introduces us to the very mechudesh de geparsha of the Yefas Toyer. And Rashi, famously quoting the Gemara Masechtas Kedushin, says, "Lo dibre Torah ela keneged yetzahara." When the Torah was matter, someone that's fighting in war, to engage with the Yefas Toyer, it's not because the Torah really wanted it, but the Torah understood. But the bottom line is, there was an Indian of Dibra Torah Keneged Yetzahara. And just like you find that the Torah was matter the Yefas Tayer, Rebbeinu Bechai doesn't shtal the suit, but this is of course the obvious sushta. It's in the same parasha, parasha's Kiseitze. That's this Indian over here of a poyel being able to eat. Emes is, the Rambam, in Hilchas Melachim, when he brings the halacha of the Yefas Tayer, it's at the beginning of Parakhas. So he says as follows. Halacha Aleph. Chalutzei Hatzah. As it relates to soldiers, people that are fighting a war. Kishe yichnesu begvul ha-goyim. When they're going to enter the gvul of the goyim. V'yichteshu oysa. V'yoshvu mehen. Mutu lehem lechel nevelus u'trefes. U'basach hazir u'keyotzeboy. Imroiv. V'loi motza ma'yoychal elu ma'chol esei lasu. So if you're a fighter, you go into enemy territory, and the only food that you see is macholos asuras. So the Rambam says it's mutter for the soldiers to eat whatever he wants. Neveilos, treifos, basach hazir, v'chein shoyse yayin nesach. You can even drink yayin nesach. Chazal Darshan says in the Torah that the Yidden are going to go into territory, so they're going to see bottom malayim kol tov. What did Chazal Darshan? It means arfei chazirim ukayotzvim. The lashon of the Gemara is afilu kadli de chazirim. That even if they're going to see chazir, they're going to be allowed to eat chazir. So the Rambam says, and it's really based on a sugi in Chulin Daf Yud Zayin, that when the Yidden enter territory, so they're going to see bottom malayim kol tov. That if you want, you can eat whatever you want. You're going to have a right to go ahead. You're going to have a right to eat macholos asuras. By the way, the next pasuk in the Torah, right after, it says you're going to see bottom lame kultur v'yachalta. What does it say? It says v'rom levachcha v'shachachta rahisham alacha. Be very, very careful, because he may come to forget a Kadosh Baruch Hu. May Simcha says a meshachachma. What's the smichus? Because bottom lame kultur v'chazal darshin, you could eat even macholos asuras. A person eats macholos asuras, it's metamtim his life, it's metamtim his nefesh. So the Torah says you can do it, but be careful. There's a metzias called macholos asuras, and just recognize that by you doing that, it may lead you to v'rom levavcha v'shachachta Hashem alekecha. But anyway, that's halacha aleph in Perek Ches Hilchos Melachim. Halacha bey says the Rambam, v'chein boil isha b'gayusa. A person's also allowed to be boil an isha b'gayusa. Again, we're talking about a soldier. He's out in war now, in Tokfu Yitzray. Avalo yivaloisoi v'yelechloi ela machnisa l'teich beisoi shenemar v'roisna bashidya eshes yifas toyer v'asa livol oisa b'yashniya ach yisa'ena v'chulu v'chulu. The lomdim ha'o medayik in the Rambam. It's a chloridic. That the Rambam, when he brings the halacha of eshes yifas toyer, the Rambam prefaces it with another parish in the Torah, a more obscure parish in the Torah. A Gemara Chulin Daf Yud Zayin bottom lame called Tov that we learn from there that the Yidden were allowed to eat afilu kadle de chaziri. Meaning, there was a din that when the Yidden entered Eretz Yisrael, if they found bottom lame called Tov, they were allowed to eat it. The Rambam gives you a little context. He gives you a little perspective. The Rambam lumps it together with the Eishes Yifas Toyer. And what the Rambam is saying is the same din. That when you're going to go in to fight, even though there's a whole Shulchan Aruch and there's Pesukim in the Torah that govern what you are not allowed to do as a Yid, but there's certain Chedushei Torah that are going to suddenly apply. Number one, you want to eat Machal Sasuros, Rambam's Loshin, even Arfei Chazerim. Mamash Chaz, like the worst of the worst. And number two, there's going to be an Isha Goya. You could be Boyo and Isha Nachas, even though it's Mamash Gival. But this is something that if you want to do in that instance, is something you're going to be allowed to do. But the Rambam put the parasha of Kavli the Chaziri together with the parasha of Yefas Toyer. And it's before in the Rambam, Aklor Zach, that it's Hanuhach. Now, what's the Yisoid of Yefas Toyer? That's Chazal. That's the Mefurash Gemara. Dibra Torah Keneged Yetzahara. So you see that the Dibra Torah Keneged Yetzahara, which really you hear in the Parsha of Arayis, because Gezel Arayis Nafshin Shaladam Mit Chamdasan Umesavasam. But you see in the Rambam in Hilchis Melach and Berachas that really it was extended to Macholis Asuras as well. And there too, you also have this Indian of Dibra Torah Keneged Yetzahara. That means the Dibra Torah Keneged Yetzahara, which everybody knows from the Parash of Arayis, is not only true by the Parash of Arayis, but Chazal said it as it relates to Macholis Asuras as well. I mean, just like there's a type of Arayis, there's a type of for food. And Chazal went, that Chazal, the Torah, said, bottom lame kotu, afilu arfei chazirin, you're allowed to go ahead and eat it because of Dibra Torah Keneged Yetzahara. Again, the reason I'm saying this all from the Rambam, because normal, the two parashas have nothing to do with each other. There's a parash of Batim Lehem Kol Tov, and there's a parash of Eishes Fas Tayer. The Rambam put them together. The Rambam made one. I think this Rabbeinu Bechai is a tzushta. That what you see in this Rabbeinu Bechai is, again, this Indian of Dibra Torah Keneged Yetzahara, Dibra Torah Keneged Nefesh HaMesavah, not only in the parash of Arayis, but this is something that you see when it comes to Macholis Asuras as well. That even though Gezel and Arayis are the two Averis, the Chazal talked about how the Yetzahara for it is mamish not shayach, but at the same time there's also something called Taivas Achila, and by Taivas Achila, Rabbeinu Bechaya says Dibra Torah Keneged HaNefesh HaMesavah, because you're not going to be able to overcome the Taiva Achila, even though that Veira there is going to be Gezel, but the Taiva is the Taiva of Achila. So here too, the Taiva of Achila was so stark, you see this Indian of Dibra Torah Keneged Yetzahara. So just one Ha'ara, and that is that Tosfos and Masechtas Kedushin Daf Lamed Ches Amud Aleph. This is in the conversation for the most famous Tosfos in Shas. The Gemara is talking about that when the Yidden entered Eretz Yisrael in the times of Yishuv Benun, so we know it was Erev Pesach that they arrived, and there was a whole issue how they could eat matzah that first year. What was the issue? The issue was because it was Chadash, and based on the Issa Chadash, right, you don't bring the Karban Omer until Mimachras HaPesach. So they have to eat matzah as a Red Beleil Pesach. So the question is, what was the Eitzah? So there's a whole Bavli, and there's a Yerushalmi. Tosfos quotes the Yerushalmi that asks, I understand, what was the problem? Why couldn't they eat matzah? What was the issue? Let that say of matzah be doicha the lois say of Chadash. And the Yerushalmi answers that the Asay of Matzah is an Asay de Koydim Adibur, because Erev Teichul Matzah is mentioned already in Parashas Boy. It was mentioned after Chodesh HaZalochem, but before Kabbalah Satera. And because it was mentioned before Kabbalah Satera, it's an Asay de Koydim Adibur. Asay de Koydim Adibur is not Toichol Lois Asay. That's what the Yerushalmi says. It says, Toysfis, I want to say a different teretz. Inami Yeshloimar, the Gzeir Kizayas Rishon Otto Gzayas Sheni. It could be it was a gzeira, because Chazal were worried that if you can eat the gzayis rishin, you may come to eat the gzayis sheni. So poche, it's a gzeira, it's a problem. The Shagasariya, not for now. But the Shagasariya is Simon Tzadik Vav. He brings his toisvis. He asks a few kashas on toisvis. One of the Shagasariya's kash on toisvis, maybe his ikr kasha on toisvis, is that this Indian that you find, gzeira rishayna otu shniya, it has a precedent. It has a makar. It's a gemara masechtas yivamis. Daf chaf amar aleph. The halach is that chayve lavin. It can't be miyab and a chayvei lav. He says, why not? Let us say, if yibam bidoicha the lav, and the Gemara says, gzeir bir rishayna ought to be a shnir, because we were afraid that if you're going to allow the bir rishayna, you may come to do the bir shnir. The bir rishayna is a mitzvah esedei raisi, yivam yavei lav, for that you have tchiyah. But the bir shnir, there's already no tchiyah, and because there's no tchiyah for the bir shnir, so gzeir bir rishayna ought to be a shnir, it's for that reason that there's no asay doicha lois asay. So says the Shagasaya, there's a makar to the svar of Tosfos. Tosfos is not just making up a svar, it has a makar. You find it in Yavamis by Arayis. Nafshin Shalada, Mechandasan, Mesavasan. And throughout the Torah, you see, says the Shagasariya, we're so worried about the Eitzahara, the Arayis. Oh, but when it comes to Achila, Mehechatesi, Tois has a right to be Mechadish, that just like Zerubi Rishon to be Shin, so to Gezer, Kezayis Rishon, or to Gezayis Shneir. So it's not Mamash a terrorist to the Shagasariya, but Sushta Lidl Sicher, right? You see from here, you see from the Rambam, you see from Rabbeinu Bechaya that Chazal had to talk not only to the Eitzahara of Arayas, but to the Eitzahara of Achila. It's a grossi Yetzirah, the Yetzirah of Achila. And they didn't shecht it in the beginning of Vayishani, right? So this is a very big Yetzirah. And because this Yetzirah is a very big Yetzirah, and you find this Indian of Dibra Torah connected to Yetzirah, so it's for that reason, maybe a Pesachtikal Makar al Kaponim, that Christ was said that if you find by a Raya's Kseir Birushan to be Yishniya, so too by Achila. Mechatesi? The Rambam's Eishes Yifas Toyer Toychiyach. That you see that when it came to the Yidden going to war, there were two Yetzirahs that they had to be allowed. Because there's two Yetzirahs you can't overcome. One is the Yetzirah of Arayas, the Parash Yifas Toyer, and the other one is the Yetzirah of Achila. That's the Parash of Kadri the Chaziri. And they're both the Torah Kenegi Yetzirah. So I have a Parash of Fureshes in the Torah that was Medam of these two things. Maybe this is Shtukum Akar to Toysvis to answer the Shagazari's Kasha. Again, that there is a little bit of a shaychus that the Yetzirah of Machalas Asura is maybe on the level that it too would warrant a Gzeir Kizayi Shoshana to Gzayi Shmiya. But I was thinking one other heritage along with this. And that is Shagazayi is Kasha. Gzeir Birushana to be a Shmiya that we've heard of. But Gzeir Kizayi Shoshana to Gzayi Shmiya Mehecha Taisa such as Ach. Maybe. Ulai. It's Yodua that Reb Kiva Eger had an enikel, Reb Leib Eger, became chassidish. Went to learn by the Kotzka. And in those days, it wasn't so poshut if somebody became chassidish. Ad kedei kach, the Velt says that Reb Leib Eger's father, Reb Shloime Eger, sat shiva when his son Reb Leib Eger went to the Kotzka. The Velt also says that the Kotzka Rebbe told Reb Leib Eger he should go be Menachem Oval, his father. He said, that is it shiva, but not for Menachem Oval's name. But either way, came chassidish, and he was somewhat distanced from his family. And Reb Leib Eger wrote a letter to his grandfather, Reb Kiva Eger, and he explained to him was Tutzach in Kotzk. And one of the things that he told the Zayda was that in Kotzk, I learned the Teretz to one of the Zayda's kashas. It's Yodua that Ben Azai has a shita in the sugyas of Akira and Hanacha that Mahoylech is Ka'oimedami. That if somebody walks as if he's standing, what does that mean? That means in order to be chayiv in Shabbos, you have to do an akira and anach. You do an akira shas ayoch and anach shas rabbi, you're going to be chayiv. Akira shas rabbi and anach shas ayoch, you're going to be chayiv. You do an akira in the beginning of Dalet Amos, anach at the end of Dalet Amos, you're going to be chayiv. Then Azai holds that if somebody is walking with something, every time you take a step, it's an akira and anach. Akira and anach. Every time you stop, it's akira and anach. So Tosfos Shabbos Daf Yomid Beis brings from the Yerushalmi that the Yerushalmi asks that if that's the case, how could a person ever be Mavir Dalet Amos B'Shasara? How could he be Mavir Dalet Amos B'Shasara? It's not even possible. Why? Because every time you take a step, right, Dalet Amos, let's say, is approximately 8 feet. So it's 8 feet, right? Who walks 8 feet? Nobody. So it's going to be an Akira Anoch according to Dalet Amos, and if that's the case, you're never going to be Chayiv. And the Yerushalmi says you have to say B'Kofat. It's Negei if you spring. If you mamash like a sprinter, you go and you take this leap, that's where it's going to be Negei. So Kedega asks that according to the Yerushalmi, that Aliba de Ben Azai, the only way it's Shaykh to be over Mavir Dalet Amos B'Shasarabim is B'Kofat. If that's the case, why would Chazal Mevatel Mitzvah's essays, the Erises, and the Rabbanons, Gzeir Hashem B'Yavi Renu Dalet Amos B'Shasarabim? You don't blow Shofar Hashon Shechalias B'Shabbos. You don't take Dalet Minen on Sukkah Shechalias B'Shabbos. You don't read the Megillah when Purim is Chalias B'Shabbos. Why not? Shem B'Yavi Renu. Shem B'Yavi Renu, that what? You're going to spring Dalet Amos? It's a Milsabu Ishchicha, and a Milsabu Ishchicha like Gazu B'Rabbanon. As I faked up Kivag and he blied Sorich Iun Gobel. Kivag is Akasha. So Label Eger told his Zed Reb Kiveg, he says, in Kotzka, I learned to teretz this kash. In Kotzka, I learned that if a person goes through to a mitzvah with the richtige slavas, he's so excited to do a mitzvah, he's mamish, he's rabbit the rabbim, he's begalufin. There's a chash that a person might jump Dalet Amos because he's so excited going through to do the mitzvah. This is what Reb Leib told the Zed Reb Kiveg. So I was thinking, ulai. Tosfos says that what happened, I understand, Yerushalmi's kash, they had a big problem what to do with the matzah. What's the issue? Let the assay of matzah be doicha the lois assay of the Issa Chodesh. And for Tosfos, you know what the answer is? It's a gzeir kizayis rishon or to gzeir shnir. So you do what the Goyen says, that even though the ikar mitzvah of matzah is the first kizayis, but he says every single kizayis matzah that he eats, he's mekayim a mitzvah. mitzvah, and it can see a duah that this guy, and even though it's the chiddush of the guy, and really all the rishonim say, Rabbi Ruchim, Rishiva, and Yerech Lemayadim, as a whole siman, why it's known as the chiddush of the gross, so many rishonim say this, and every time a person puts more matzah, nachak is eyes, it's maichla de mehim nusa, it brings a muna, and your mamish, you're sowing into your body, the mamish, the holiest of the holy. You know, toisus means gzerek is eyes, rishonim, otik is eyes, he doesn't mean taivas achila. Fake the shag is eyes, taivas achila, the only time you find that is by Arias. That's nafshin shalad mechandosan mezavosan. He means the mitzvah. He means the excitement. He means Reb Leibel Eges Teretz to Reb Kivegas Kasha. That you're so excited to do the mitzvah that you're going to jump down at Amis. A yid's going to be sitting by the Seder, and you tell the seed you can eat one kezayas because we have an issue here with Chodosh, but the second kezayas he can't eat. Can't tell that to a yid. How could you tell that to a yid? That's why Tosfos says that was the gzeira. It's not the taivas achilo, punk faker. It's the maichla de memnusa. It's because of the kedusha of the achilo. It's not coming from a bad place. It's coming from the best place. That's the gzeira. That's the chashash of gzeis rishayna, not the gzeis shnei.